House Committee on Judiciary, May 8, 1985, full committee work session. House bills to be considered are 2638, 2220, 2671, 2982. House Joint Resolution 36, Senate Bills 102, House Bill 2002, House Bill 2334, House Bill 2986, House Bill 2637, House Bill 2641, House Bill 2958, 2915, and 2505.
We've got a full agenda, and I'd like to try to move expeditiously through the bills that we've got. All these matters have been worked on pretty extensively in subcommittee, and we'll not be receiving any additional testimony unless there's some request for a question to be answered, and I'd like to try to keep that fairly brief if possible. We'll take up a bill that was re-referred back to committee just this morning, Representative Phillips' bill, 2384. I know that members probably don't have that bill with them, but I don't think it's necessary in that we're just ratifying action which was taken previously by the full committee, and because of an error somewhere between the committee council and legislative council, that amendment was not printed, and so we checked with the chief clerk's office and they preferred that we bring it back to committee basically to re-ratify action previously taken. So we'll deal with that first, then we will probably deviate somewhat from our printed agenda to take up 2505 and 2915 somewhere near the beginning of our work session. And then, assuming we can work through our full committee agenda in fairly good order, we then will break and take up for work session and hearing the bills in subcommittee too. So the first bill we'll be taken up is 2384. Council, Representative Phillips, I'll let you decide how you want to proceed.
All right, what I'd like to say to the committee is that at full committee last week, when the bill was before you, Representative Miller offered an amendment that was to strike the words "in any manner" in just two places in the bill. All of you voted for that and also voted for the bill. When it went down to the floor, in the process of engrossing, it did not, those words were not stricken from the engrossed bill. So we had to ask that it be re-referred to the committee, and the action that would be acting on is just to ratify that strike in any manner from the bill, and the bill can be re-referred to the court.
I so move.
Thank you. Representative Bellamy moves the language and action indicated by council to strike the language "in any manner" where it appears at the places designated in the bill at our previous full committee work session. Is there further discussion on the amendment? Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to congratulate Representative Phillips on his successful referral of this bill back.
It was magnificent.
If they would have known it was your amendment, perhaps I would have had some trouble.
No, well, thank you, Representative. Appreciate your comments.
Is that a Phillips shooter?
Yeah. Any similarities between this committee and the other committee are strictly coincidental, notwithstanding a membership of five on each. Is there any further discussion or comment on Representative Bellamy's motion? Any objection? If not, it's adopted. Representative Phillips, to the bill.
I'd like to move this bill back to the floor for the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Phillips moves House Bill 2384 as amended and as correctly amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellamy?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Petsky?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Aye. Motion's adopted.
Representative Phillips.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I've been sick.
The record should note that Representative Burton is recorded as an aye vote in that motion.
There may be times when I don't want to vote. That's one.
Third time's a charm, perhaps.
Yeah. Representative Phillips, with the thank you. Thank you. Okay, the next matter we'll take up is 2638, and this was also council, believe there was also a, just by way of introduction, this matter was returned to the subcommittee, and though we sort of rehearsed on Monday evening the action we're about to take today, we actually didn't have the bill in our possession, as it turns out, Monday evening. We do have the bill back in our possession at this time. Members of the subcommittee will recall that the purpose of bringing the bill back was to adopt some language that was recommended to us by Mr. Hughes on behalf of certain law enforcement personnel as it relates to what kind of warning ought to be given prior to the use of deadly force. And I recall that the action taken in subcommittee in terms of a dress rehearsal of action we ought to take today was unanimous, and those same amendments are before us, or I would, since it's necessary to re-ratify those amendments, Council, I believe those are before us. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. You see, it says House Bill 2638, and there's a 5-8 in the corner. I just xeroxed the first page because that's the only, only place that there's a change, and it says change, and there's an arrow where we change.
Chairman, I would move to amend.
Okay, Representative Bellamy moves to amend House Bill 2638, and those amendments are identified in a Hannah Gross version of the bill, page 1, bearing the date 5-8, and those changes are to the subsection that deal with the warning that shall be given, and the changes have been entered in ink and the deletions noted. Is there further discussion on that amendment? Any objection to that amendment? If not, it's adopted. Representative Phillips?
I'd like to move House Bill 2638 to the floor as amended with the Duke has recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Phillips moves House Bill 2638 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellamy.
Aye.
Aye.
Burton.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Bessner.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is adopted. The carrier on that bill, Council.
Not again.
Can't catch up to you.
I'm trying to keep score with you.
No more motions on the floor on these bills.
I will. I'm going to carry these no matter what.
Thank you, Representative. Okay, House Bill 2220. Council, if you could introduce that to us, please.
This is the bill that was proposed by the Department of Justice to improve services to crime victims and to conform the Oregon program more closely to federal guidelines and other state programs. We have a victim's compensation bill. It also increases the maximum compensation for burial expenses to $2,000. And finally, it provides for a biennial report to the governor rather than an annual report. In addition, at the subcommittee level, there was a suggestion that children under the age of 18 instead of under the age of 16 should be allowed to recover, and the committee voted positively on that amendment. And Representative Petsky suggested a scheme in which to provide.
If not, they're adopted. Representative Petsky?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2220 as amended with a due pass recommendation to the Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you. Representative Petsky moves House Bill 2220 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Bellamy.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Burton.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
The question is whether you want me to do section by section or just address what was still in contention as of the subcommittee.
Well, I would defer to the committee. I know, speaking as one who served on the subcommittee, personally it's not necessary that we go through it section by section. And I think, why don't we just start with the portion which is still at issue, and if there are any questions, additional questions, we can deal with them at that time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the time the subcommittee referred to from the Senate, as provided by existing law, I think it is fair to say that all participants, and there were at least 20, found this approach a reasonable compromise which satisfied everybody's interest to the extent that people were willing to recognize it as a workable compromise. That is, everybody bought off on it. The other portion, which was in controversy, is Section 22, which appears, I'm sorry, just for the record, let me fix something here. The paid reference I gave to you was from my non-LC process version, and just for the record, Section 19 appears at the beginning of page, at the end of page 13, line 28. The sections are numbered differently. What has LC done? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to go, that's what I'm going
all right,
through,
Jim,
right?
We'll figure that out.
I'm trying to go through it right now.
The last section of the bill, and I'm now referring to the LC process version, amends ORS 446.140. It is section 19 of the bill. Of the LC process version. On page 14 of the LC process version, we have proposed amendments to ORS 446.140, which would change that from a statute which says the tenant who is delinquent in the rent can't remove the home without the permission of the mobile home park owner to a statute which requires any person, firm, or corporation which is removing the home to give the owner of the park 72 hours notice in advance of the move. That is for the purpose of permitting the owner to secure the property, to make arrangements for the removal without damage to the property, take care of utility disconnects and whatnot. But it's also to prevent that statute from being used as a lien where the lien impact of that has already been repealed by the Oregon Residential Landlord and Tenant Act. I should add that the sections that are before you in the non-LC process draft of Section 19 amounts to a lien for the park owner on storage charges accruing from the date of the notice of abandoned property notice.
Go ahead and answer any other questions.
Okay, if there are any questions, we need to find what happened to Section 19 in the non-LC process draft.
Okay, while you're looking, Rocky, is it correct that we've adopted all the amendments in subcommittee but for those two sections that referenced and identified here?
I think things have been sufficiently changed and switched around with the LC draft that we probably should move on.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, the
yes.
section to which I referred as Section 19 is now Section 16, and it appears on pages 10 through 11. Page 10, line 22 through page 11, line 6, and it, the language is the same. Happened is that we started our draft with Section 10 to allow for the existing numbered sections in 2915, whereas LC started with 7 otherwise.
Because we removed here. Because
we removed two sections.
We removed two sections in the page 1 of the amendments.
That's why I can't find Section 22.
The amendments you have before you, we agree with. I think that's what's critical.
Mr. Brea?
Yeah, I just want to clarify for the full committee that the arbitration section is taken out for the members who are not on the subcommittee.
Okay. Let's see if there are any questions about the amendments in the LC draft, the amendments previously adopted, and the two sections to which Mr. Marcus and Mr. Irvine have addressed themselves and expressed concurrence this afternoon. Any question on those amendments or further discussion? If not, the chair would accept a motion on the amendments that are before us.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Kopetsky.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the amendments to House Bill 2915-3, dated 5885, from Legislative Council.
Okay. Lieutenant Kopetsky moves the amendments processed by but not drafted by Legislative Council, HB 2915-3, bearing today's date. Further discussion? Any objection to those amendments? If not, adopted.
Chair.
Representative Kopetsky.
Chair, I'd move the House Bill 2915 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, as amended, with a due pass recommendation to be printed and drove.
Thank you. Representative Kopetsky moves House Bill 2915 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and further recommends that it be printed and engrossed. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Melny?
Aye.
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Mill?
Aye.
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 Phillips. Aye.
Aye. Motion's adopted. It's my understanding that the principal sponsor of this bill, Representative Larry Hill, desires to carry this, and we'll verify that and assume it to be the case. If not, we'll consult and notify if there's to be a different carrier. Okay, 2505. Thank you, Mr. Marcus, Mr. Irvine, and all those here who participated in those lengthy discussions. Council, 2505.
Mr. Chairman, we have two subcommittees in this bill on April 16th and April 30th. We had a work session on May 3rd. There was much testimony both for and against the bill. The measure deals with rent control. And finally, the subcommittee adopted an LC Amendment 2505-1 attached to your materials, which is a preamble to this bill. And it passed out of our subcommittee 3-2.
Okay, and those amendments were adopted in the subcommittee?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Bellamy?
Ready for the motion?
To the bill, that's correct.
I would move House Bill 2505 as amended to the floor if you pass.
Okay. Representative Bellamy moves House Bill 2505 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Representative Miller, 2505 as amended to the floor. Further discussion on that motion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Melny?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Burton?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Kopetsky?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye.
No. Motion's adopted. Representative Bellamy, would you like the honors?
I would.
Thank you, Representative. We're all volunteers in this position. And thank you also to the many parties who worked long and hard on this measure as well. Okay. 2671. Council?
All right. This is the bill that raises the recruitment issue. As you may recall, that issue was raised with the Indigent Defense Bill, and we decided, and there were two other bills that were introduced by the committee itself to discuss the issue. The federal court ruled in Fitch versus Belshaw that the recruitment was unconstitutional because it allowed the court to order recruitment of costs of court-appointed attorneys from defendants who were acquitted of crimes. subcommittee has rewritten this bill so that it proposes to allow for recoupment of costs of court-appointed counsel only from convicted defendants. It also sets standards by which the court may determine whether recoupment is necessary or not. It also provides for notice of hearing if a person is unable to make those payments. It allows them to go back into court and present their case to the court. And it also prevents recoupment in diversion cases, because you don't really have conviction in diversion cases, and particularly in DUII cases, where the people who are involved are frequently paying heavy fines to begin with. The bill was acted upon by the subcommittee. There was not a subsequent referral. You have a letter in front of you from the Department of Justice as to what kind of effect it might have on the revenues. They basically said it would have a negligible effect because they, when Fitch versus Belshaw came down, the Judicial Department advised judges not to recruit the people that weren't convicted. And so they haven't, so there should be a negligible impact on their revenues. It also provides, one other thing that it provides is if someone has gained attorney services at the expense of the state, and basically they were able to pay for those services themselves, came into money later on and didn't advise the state can sue them for fraud. One other comment, I did check to see what happened with 2257, which was the indigent defense bill that had a recoupment section in it with respect to fees, and as I understand it, the Ways and Means is addressing the question of attorney's fees, whether there should be a $30 floor or a $40 floor separately from that bill, and so this bill, as written at this point, is consistent with what's happening in Ways and Means.
Okay, on that last point on attorney's fees, could you rerun that one more time?
I checked to find out if Ways and Means had ratified setting a $40 floor for attorney's fees in criminal defense cases. Basically, as I understand it, they have not, but what they've done is taken that issue separately out of the indigent defense bill, and they're going to address it in the budget hearings in another way. So this bill says that there'll be a $30 floor. So that $30 floor is still what Ways and Means accepted at this point. So this bill is consistent with what they're doing in Ways and Means.
Okay, so further action on this bill, if action's taken on the $30 versus $40.